acting boss faces his constituents at Oshkosh. The NTSB's EAB study shows kit plane accidents alarmingly high. And another unleaded avgas to be ready by 2013. This is Aero News for Friday, July 27th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Acting FAA Administrator Michael Huerta made his first appearance at AirVenture in the top job Thursday, but the crowd that gathered filled only about a third of the pavilion. Huerta began his speech saying that at the FAA, they place a great deal of emphasis on reducing the number of fatal general aviation accidents and cited statistics that seem to support that mission. He said there have been reductions in three fatal accident categories: controlled flight into terrain accidents, accidents involving loss of control in flight, and approach and landing. Huerta said that the number of fatal accidents in those three categories is down by as much as 33% to 40% over the past 5 years. Despite those successes, Huerta asked the assembled pilots to commit to a personal safety check, saying, quote, "Approach every flight as if your life depended on it, because it does," end quote. Huerta also addressed the issue of ADS-B, saying it has improved safety wherever it has appeared. The acting administrator also fielded a host of questions from the audience without an EAA moderator. Asked about user fees, Huerta said the agency has heard, quote, "a lot," end quote, from the aviation community. And, quoting again, "that is a conversation we're going to continue to have," end quote. He did say that in the current budget year, there is not a lot of support in the House and Senate for an increase in user fees. Huerta is still awaiting a confirmation vote in the U.S. Senate, which may be scheduled before Congress adjourns for its August recess this summer. NTSB Chairman Debbie Hirschman, meanwhile, addressed a large crowd at Oshkosh Thursday concerning what's been described as an alarming accident rate among home-built kit planes. The recently completed study encompasses 10 years of data from 2000 to 2010. Experimental aircraft comprise only 4% of the general aviation hours flown, only 10% of the total GA fleet, yet they are responsible for 20% of the fatal accidents. Most of these accidents are loss of control or power plant failures, and many are on either the first flight or first flight of a second owner. Hirschman told the crowd the ideal way to resolve this issue is through education within the EAA rather than more FAA regulation. Swift Fuels offered a progress report on their unleaded fuel alternative to 100 low lead at Oshkosh, and company officials say they are leading Swift Fuels 100SF to meet ATSM standards no later than the end of 2013. Fuel is not certified by the FAA, but must meet the ATSM 27719 standards, or a STC must be issued. Swift has decided to meet the ATSM standard. To accomplish this, Swift has others do the testing on its product so there's no conflict of interest. They've had tests conducted on a Lycoming 540 engine by the FAA, a Pratt & Whitney R2800 tested by an Alaskan overhaul facility, and used by airshow performer Rick Volker and his M14 radial engine. Tests include much more than just power or BTUs in the fuel. Shelf life, meaning tank life, parts compatibility. Purdue University is conducting tests on the effects that 100SF has on any metal contacted. There are temperature tests and more. So far, the shelf life is good. 100SF contains no alcohols, including ethanol. Rather, it contains two hydrocarbons. It has 7 to 15% more BTUs per gallon than 100 low lead. That compensates for a slightly higher weight of 100SF. The price of the fuel has not been determined, but Swift says it will be, quote, competitive, end quote. Yesterday, GAMI said it also hopes to bring a competitively priced unleaded fuel to market by 2013. BRS Aerospace, or Ballistic Recovery Systems, of South St. Paul, Minnesota, USA, announced today that it has partnered with U.S. Aviation of Denton, Texas, to create a national service center that provides new installation, inspection, removal, replacement, and repack services of its whole airframe parachute recovery systems. Services are provided for general aviation aircraft that include the Cessna 162, 172, and 182, the Symphony, and all light sport aircraft that take advantage of this life-saving technology. The service center was established in the central U.S. just minutes from DFW Airport to conveniently service the upcoming 10-year service requirements for these GA-certified aircraft and the 6-year service requirements for the light sport products. Well, who knew? South St. Paul, Minnesota is not centrally located? when AeroNews continues, flying without fixed wings, and no, we're not talking balloons. Wix updates its online shopping experience, and Baumgartner is now 2 for 2. Glass panel technology lets you see so much more than analog gauges, and it's an investment that pays for itself compared to expensive gyro overhauls and unexpected downtime. Aspen's visionary Evolution Flight Display System retools your airplane with reliable, advanced EFIS technology. With PFD solutions starting at about $10,000, investing in quality, certified glass panel technology is more affordable than you might think. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
You're hearing it everywhere. What is the cloud anyway, if we're not talking about weather? Find out why cloud services are so important to you. At AvConnect, we've been doing it since 2006, and we get it. Go to avconnect.net today. It's just smarter aviation. We continue now with Aero News for Friday, July 27th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Aerocopter is introducing the Aerocopter AC-10 kit to the U.S. market. In Europe, the gyroplane is the largest share of the LSA market, where more gyroplanes are sold than all other LSAs combined. The gyroplane is considered to be safe and economical when properly designed. The Aerocopter is a high-end two-place tandem seat gyroplane. High-end not because of cost, but more so because of the quality. The first unit here in the United States sports a Rotax 100-912IS engine. Unlike many U.S. gyrocopters that use the seat as a gas tank, this unit has external wings that serve as gas tanks, landing gear, and a lifting surface. The wings provide 200 pounds of lift, which allows the aircraft to exceed 100 miles per hour with less load on the rotor. The propeller is specifically designed for the aircraft, and it provides 500 pounds of thrust with a Rotax 914. Unlike some U.S. gyroplanes, this one does not support a tail wheel. They have a tail skid instead, so you won't be doing tail-first landings in this one. The Aerocopter has a castering nose wheel, so there's no need to straighten the nose wheel before you land. It also has a low center of gravity and a wheelbase of almost 8 feet, which really reduces the opportunity for rolling over or blade strikes from accidentally tipping the machine too acutely. The Aerocopter is made completely of high-strength composite construction with no steel frame. So, now that we have your attention, Aerocopter USA has put together a turnkey program. They're going to offer a building assistance program which will allow you to complete the aircraft in a mere 2 weeks. In addition to that, they'll also offer flight instruction. New aircraft, new license, new skills, a new key to adventure. And all at a price tag of just $150,000. Wix Aircraft Supply President Scott Wix gave a presentation on what the longtime supplier to aircraft home builders is doing with their business. At AirVenture in Oshkosh, Scott noted that with customers shopping more online, Wix has completely revamped their website. This new website includes a number of features to enhance the customer's experience. These include a picture zoom function, a compare feature to allow you to compare parts you may want to purchase, and a non-timeout feature for buyers that may need some extra time to compile a large number of parts for their project. Other enhancements include a streamlined ordering system for business customers and soon a web feature to see if Wix has the part in stock. Wix noted that it may be considered bad business to send a customer away if they do not have the part, but he feels it's better to help them find it elsewhere if a builder is at a critical juncture and it's needed in the building process. To keep clients informed, a new e-newsletter with a sign-in feature has been added to keep customers abreast of new products, materials, and sales specials. You know, the idea of sending customers elsewhere isn't that new. Remember the movie Miracle on 34th Street, where the real Santa Claus created a real row when he started sending customers to competitor Gimbel's when Macy's didn't have an item? Well, it worked out pretty well for Macy's in the movie, so I guess Wix must be hoping it'll work for them as well. You can check it out at www.wixaircraft.com. High-flying skydiver Felix Baumgartner is now 2 for 2 in his quest to break the world's longest free-fall record and more, held by United States Air Force Colonel retired Joe Kittinger. On Wednesday, Felix leapt from a balloon at an altitude of 90,000 feet and reached a speed of 600 miles per hour in a mere 20 seconds. It's the second act of the Red Bull Stratus program. Kittinger jumped from a balloon August 16, 1960, at an altitude of 102,900 feet and fell for almost 5 minutes before opening a parachute to slow his descent at 18,000 feet. He made history for the highest balloon ascent, the highest parachute jump, and the fastest speed by a human through the atmosphere. Baumgartner now hopes to break all of those records, and it's noteworthy that Kittinger is a part of his team. In Longview, Texas, Thursday was a day off for the competitive hot air balloon pilots and their crews, as low clouds, high winds, and potential thunderstorms that never developed all combined to force cancellation of the morning's flight. Everyone hopes to be back in the air today, and another 15 pilots joined the party tonight as festivities move to the East Texas Regional Airport and the start of the Great Texas Balloon Race. For the remainder of the weekend, I'll be up on the stage calling all of the competitive action of the balloons, so if you're in the area, stop in and say hello. As we close out our week-long look at Oshkosh, it's good to remember that AirVenture is all about just that, airtime. No, I don't mean the kind broadcasters talk about how often and how long our faces or voices are seen and heard through the broadcast ether. That's a different kind of airtime. I'm talking about quality. Get the seat of your pants up in the air, airtime. There are lots of ways to do that at Oshkosh, but one of the most unique this year has little to do with aviation, other than sharing that seat of the pants part. It's the Ford Ferris Wheel. Earlier this week, we reported on a classic Bell helicopter giving rides with wait times of 20 minutes to 2 hours at a cost of over $40. Now, that's cool, but it's also reportedly really cool, as in a lowering of the temperature, when you find yourself atop the Ferris wheel called the Great Escape. It features 12 carts that can seat from 1 to 3 people, and it takes you 40 feet up into the sky. The best part? The rides are free. Now, there's no synthetic vision. What you see is real. Great views of the AirVenture grounds. There's no GPS other than excited squeals of, gee, this is pretty swell. And there's no ADS-B, no controller jargon, and no landing on the colored dots. So go ahead and close out your AirVenture experience with an AirVenture. Go catch some sky on the Ford Ferris wheel, not like Felix Baumgartner. And by the way, thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.